This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our biographical study of Priscilla and Aquila, now that we have gathered information about them in the New Testament, we need to correlate it into an outline. To do so, let's develop an historical portrait. Aquila was raised in Pontus in Asia Minor. Priscilla's origin is not mentioned. They were Jews. It's not clear when and how they became Christians. They were ordered, along with all the Jews in Rome, to leave the city, so they moved to Corinth. Their trade was tent making. Wherever they lived, they were successful enough to have the church meet in their home. They were gracious in allowing Paul to join them in their business. When Paul left Corinth for Ephesus, they joined him. They no doubt started a branch of their tent-making business there and succeeded sufficiently to have a house large enough to have the church meet in it. Along the way, they were students of the way of God and understood it well enough to teach others, even scholars like Apollos. They were committed enough to risk their lives to protect Paul. This possibly necessitated their move back to Rome, where again they provided a place for the church to meet in their home. As self-supporting lay leaders, they served so faithfully that Paul and all the churches of the Gentiles were grateful to them. Now that we have correlated the information into an historical portrait of the lives of Priscilla and Aquila, reflect on what you have learned from their example, and then crystallize in your mind and heart some applications you can make to your own life based on their example.